Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
I heard you on the simulcast a little after 5 this morning,
yeah.
Dean, and good for you and the crew there.
Yeah, we
started. WGN-TV Morning News. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you. We started at 5 o'clock this morning collecting toys for the Off the Street Club and an organization called Christmas in the Wards that provide for people who otherwise would have nothing for Christmas. I mean, this is kind of what Wally Phillips' old Neediest Kids Fund has evolved into. These organizations now that are providing for people who otherwise would have nothing. That's what Wally did, 50 years ago on WGN that he started? And now other organizations are doing it, and we're proud to carry on the tradition with our drive-through toy drive. The first hour was very pleasant, and it is just downright wet snowing outside right now. So I've never been happier to be inside on your show than I am this morning and not outside. It's coming down out there right now.
It's a winter wonderland.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the Backstreet Boy in Trouble story.
Yeah, this is a serious story about Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys, who has been charged with rape. He's hasn't been charged, but he's been accused of raping an underaged autistic fan in a new lawsuit. The fan, now 39 years old, alleged that this happened back in 2001 when she was 17 years old. Nick Carter is denying the accusation. Other people in the Backstreet Boys organization that have knowledge of this say that it also did not happen. So we'll see what how it turns out. It's obviously something which is headed to court, but not great news for Nick Carter, who just recently lost his brother Aaron Carter, who died recently. So he's some added things to be worried about.
Let's talk about the Daily Show. What was Trevor Noah's farewell like?
Yeah, it was. It was less comedic. It was very reflective. He was a little bit emotional at times as he said goodbye and spent a lot of time thanking others who informed him, to being the person that he is today. Take a listen.
Honestly, most importantly, I'm grateful to you. Every single one of you. I remember when we started the show, we couldn't get enough people to fill an audience. And I always think it's good. That's how comedy is, funny enough. I remember all my shows, people didn't, there weren't tickets, everyone, there were empty seats. And then I look at this now, I don't take it for granted ever. Every seat that has ever been filled to watch something that I'm doing, I always appreciate because I know the empty seat that sits behind it. So thank you. Thank you to the people who watch, the people who share the clips, I'll tell you now, do yourself a favor. You truly want to know what to do or how to do it, or maybe the best way or the most equitable way? Talk to black women. They're a lot of the reason that I'm here, and so I'm grateful to them. I'm grateful to every single one of you. This has been an honor. Thank you.
Yeah, he thanked his mom and his grandmother and his aunts and, as he put it, the wise women in his life who, created the man that he is today and how he thinks. So it was an interesting take on a final farewell. He'll do some stand-up. He's coming to Chicago in the near future to do some stand-up, and The Daily Show will have a variety of hosts filling in until they pick a permanent host after the first of the year.
As we mentioned, I have banned Dean from reporting on any moronic Kanye West rants or whatever his name is now. But it is okay to do stories about things being taken away from him. So go ahead, Dean.
As long as it's a bad story
about
Kanye, then it's okay. Bob actually has one of those dog collars that give electrical shocks around my neck. And if I bring up the K word, I get a little shocked. So, but this is a story about the Art Institute of Chicago that had given Kanye West, bestowed upon Kanye West, an honorary degree, taking it away at the School of the Art Institute, saying that his anti-black, anti-Semitic, and incendiary statements, particularly those directed at black and Jewish communities, are disgusting and condemnable. And they say, as a community, we all know that there are varying opinions about what our school's response should be, as we all agree that his behavior is indefensible. So they rescinded the degree, and that's the latest Kanye West story. I won't bring up his name again because I can't stand the shocks in this wet weather that we have outside.
You know, in that context, that's an okay story to do. Dean, what exactly is the National Board of Review?
It is an organization that is comprised of film enthusiasts, critics, actors, you know, people behind the scenes. It's an organization for people who love cinema and love the arts. And it's a pretty prestigious group. They released their pick for the top movie of the year. And usually they're super artsy movies, you know, that they pick. This year, they went with Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick as the top movie of the year. They rarely pick mainstream movies as their favorites, and I think it's a fantastic choice. I agree. I think it's, I don't know if I'm picking it as my best movie of the year, but it's definitely in my top three best movies of the year, that's for sure. But I think good pick on their part, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And what do you like at the movies this weekend?
Well, at the movies, there is a new version of Pinocchio. I know that Tom Hanks had that version that was out a month or so ago that, frankly, I hate to say it about a Tom Hanks movie, it wasn't that good. But this one is so inventive and so beautiful. It's put together by Oscar-winning director Guillermo del Toro. It's called Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. It's streaming on Netflix and is in just a handful of theaters. Netflix does that so, you know, films can be eligible for Academy Award nomination. They have to show in actual theaters. So you're going to have a hard time finding it in theaters, but it is on Netflix. And it is a retelling of the classic story of the talking wooden puppet who just wants to be a real boy. But it is so lifelike. It's done by a stop-motion technique. So it's not really animation. It's just old-fashioned stop-motion action. Creative, beautiful, wondrous. And as I told you the other day, one of the things I like about this is that it's not afraid to be a little scary. Most movies that are for families, for kids, they go out of their way to be so sanitized now so the kids don't get scared by anything. This one's not afraid to do that like a good old-fashioned fairy tale used to do. I loved it. I gave it a Dean's List B+. There's also this romantic comedy, which is also a tearjerker, that's called Spoiler Alert. It stars Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory, Sheldon, Ben Aldridge, Sally Field, Bill Irwin, among others. It's a couple that fall head over heels in love with each other, only to have to deal with a terminal cancer diagnosis. So it is. It rips at your heart. It touches your heart. It'll make you laugh at times. It's a really nice movie. Gave that one a Dean's List B. And also worth noting, they went back to a film that came out last spring called Father Stew with Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson, and they re-edited it. When the movie first came out, it was very R-rated, like really hard R-rated language in the movie. They went back and cleaned it up So more people, you know, could go see it. It's now PG-13 rated. They cleaned up the language, and it's called Father Stu Reborn. It's a nice movie about this very troubled boxer who has a motorcycle accident and views his second chance at life to help others. He becomes a Catholic priest to help others. So nice faith-based offering from Mark Wahlberg. Father Stu Reborn, I gave a Dean's List B-. As far as some theater to check out this weekend, Dear Evan Hansen has just opened at the Nederlander Theater, one of the best musicals that is out there right now. It's going to be playing through New Year's Eve. There's a new show called Magical Cirque Christmas at the CIBC Theater just down the street through Sunday. There is the Nutcracker Suite that's over at the Lyric Opera. Elf the Musical is at the Drury Lane out in Oakbrook Terrace. Looking Glass Theater has its annual production of Hans Christian Andersen's The Steadfast Tin Soldier going on through January the 8th. Los Lobos is in town. They're at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn through Sunday. Eric Benet at the Hard Rock in Gary. Lee Greenwood is at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles through the weekend. And Nora Dunn is taking the stage at the Lincoln Lodge for a benefit show on Saturday. Margaret Cho at the Improv in Schaumburg through Sunday.
We're going to see Dear Evan Hansen tonight. How long is that, Dean? Do you know
the
exactly?
total length of the production?
Yes.
Oh, it's not that long. Why? Oh, you don't like musicals?
No.
You're not crazy about musicals. Bob, this is a very innovative show. It's not in any way a traditional musical. It's a story about a kid who conjures up some lies and then kind of gets caught in the web of it and has to figure his way out of it all. But it's done in a very very innovative, high-tech sort of way, and it's really a story about anybody who has ever felt a little different than everyone else when they were in high school. And I know I can certainly relate to that. I think most people, you know, felt like they were the odd man or woman out. That's really what this is about. It's very, very uplifting, a wonderful story. And I haven't seen this production, but I've seen several other productions of Dear Evan Hansen, and I loved it every time I saw it.
Yeah, I believe you. I think you and Marianne would have a wonderful time tonight at the theater.
Come on.
I'm a barbarian. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you Monday.
I'll call you Marianne. We'll figure it out.